Radiance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Harvest by Chuck Wendig, performed by Nick Podell. To the folks on the ground looking up at the sky. Prologue. 1 year ago. Kale falls to the hard earth, and the hard earth catches him. Wanda stands vigil over the dead corn, and the blighted stand vigil over her. They hover in the background, a semicircle of shifting, moaning men and women, their flesh given over to leaves and vines and roots. She knows that she isn't to leave. Nobody's said as much to her, but she understands this. It's okay. She's not going anywhere. The sun goes up and the sun goes down. And still, Wanda remains. Somewhere, she's aware of hunger and thirst, but those urges feel like they belong to someone else. She shakes sometimes in the wind, quaking like the stalks of corn do. It occurs to her, almost absurdly, how she must look like just another stalk, thin, reedy, quaking, whispering. And then, as the sun begins to slide back down behind the heartland, she hears the cracking of corn. The Maize Witch is returning. Wanda's guts tighten the way a noose tightens around a condemned man's neck. The witch, Esther, will be returning with what Wanda knows will be Cale McAvoy's body. The woman told her.
Cale was there, on the flotilla.
How do you know? Wanda asked her.
I just know.
Is he okay?
No. He's hurt. And he is dying.
Please, I want to go to him.
You stay. I will go to him.
Now the corn shudders and cracks. It turns violently away as a path is drawn through the stalks, as if invisible hands turned the dead spears of Hiram's golden prolific into corkscrews and splinters. The path is made, and the Maize Witch walks. Behind her walk her two... Wanda doesn't even know what they are. Servants, slaves, soldiers. The bald woman. The man in the ratty coat. Skin studded with thorns, tongues of rose petals, eyes like fruit ready to burst. The witch's blightborn. In their arms is Kale. Wanda breaks and runs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?